This is the 2019 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Monday morning, December the 30th, 2019. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the morning, teaching on Authority of the Believer and the Call to War. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
He told him, if you walk away from me, this is what's going to happen. But God, in His mercy, sends His judgment. Because if He doesn't send His judgment, we stay where we're at. And so He carries Israel away to Babylon, and Daniel came forth from that, and some of those others yet came forth pure, and then they ended up coming back, and they never went into that kind of idolatry again. But then they refused the Son. You know He still loves them? He's made promises.
Yes.
He doesn't lie. He's a good God. Say, Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
Take your promises to me.
Your promises
are yes and amen.
Yes.
Ephesians 2:10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. 1 John 4:4, you are God's little children, and you have overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Say that with me. He who is in me
is greater
than he who is in the world. So Lord, wherever I have magnified the enemy as bigger than you, I repent. Wherever I believe the enemy instead of your promises, and I command those spirits to go now. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Every spirit that magnifies the enemy and his power, I break your power. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let him go. 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 Do you believe this? Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Do you believe it? Say, Lord, I repent.
Where I am
a believer. Does this describe your life? Have you, listen, I want to tell you something. There are things people are gifted to do. You're just gifted in that. God gifted you. It's from Him. You're giving glory. But it's not a struggle for you. Just do it. Right? And we want the anointing, the power of God, even in those giftings. But then there comes a time God's going to ask you to do something. You're put in a place to do something. And it's totally against everything you think you can do. But then if you'll do it, He'll show you what kind of God He is. Huh? How many of us are having everything robbed from us because we're afraid to move in what God wants us to move? Listen, I want you to hear this. If it's fear, it's sin. Fear is sin. Anxiety, worry, tension, pressure, it's all fear and it's all sin. The Bible says anything not of faith is sin. So fear and faith are two opposite deals. Faith is trusting God. I believe God. I believe what He said. It doesn't mean that every time you feel fear that you are sinning. It means when you get in agreement with fear, you're in sin. The devil's job, man, I remember one time my brother was in that house. Bless his heart. He snuck off and got him some pills. And the Lord told me to go in his room, and I went in his room, and I got in there, and I felt fear so thick around me. I was like a little boy in the woods. I wanted to run somewhere. I could feel it. So thick, felt like you could hang a coat hanger on it. And I started praying in tongues. And I just started praying in tongues. And I stood my ground. And in the name of Jesus, I thought, I bind you, fear, get out of here. And it left. But that was a test. What happens if I run? But you're dealing, it taught me the reality of the Scripture that says, I haven't given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. That was a spirit manifesting that against me. Everybody say, Lord, I repent for fear. All fear. And I forgive anybody and everybody that's imparted fear unto me. And I command those spirits to go. And I break those soul ties. Even the spirit of the controllers and the spirits that took on the name of those that control me and imparted fear. And I command those spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come on. Up and out. Let them go. Fear of man. Fear of the devil. Fear of the dark. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let them go. All that fear, anxiety, tension, pressure, worry, stress. Go. 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 Fear of failure. Go. Fear of backsliding. Go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service. Listen, reasonable service. We're not trying to pay God back. Forget it. You can't pay Him back. What do you got to pay Him with? You can't. There's no way you can pay Him back. He paid too high a price. But what you can do is give Him everything you got. Huh? Because you love Him. And it's reasonable to want to be of service to one that has been of such service to you. Jesus was the greatest minister. He's called the suffering servant in His first trip. Here, when He comes back, it'll be in His glory. But you know what? He'll still have all the character He showed you. He'll still teach us how to love one another. We're going to get glorified and think like Him. Ain't that going to be nice? Huh? What happens? One day, a reward. We're going to get resurrected. Changed in the twinkle of an eye. Whatever that is. And we won't have to fight this same battle we're fighting. But we'll have some people to teach. Thank you, Lord. Everybody stay with me. Say, I'm loved. I'm accepted. I'm a child of God. I'm Jesus' friend. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. Sharing His inheritance. I'm united with God. And one spirit with Him. I'm a temple of God. His spirit and His life lives in me. I'm a member of Christ's body. I am a saint. Thank you, Lord. I remember the revelation to me that I was a joint heir with Jesus because I made I made about $80,000 a year, but I had about $90,000 in debt in bills. Then I came to the Lord and found out He's supposed to give. I said, Lord, you know where I'm at. I'm going to do what You're asking me to do, but You're going to have to take care of the rest. And so you're going through the process of the Chaldeans and the Midianites coming after you for your bills and that kind of thing. And so I'm going through that process and, you know, what are we going to do here? And actually, shortly thereafter, I got taken off of that $80,000 salary and put on a $40,000 salary with commission. Okay? Well, God's been faithful. But right in the middle of one of those times when I was feeling the stress, I saw that I was a joint heir with Jesus. And I went, wow. That means God's going to treat me like He would Jesus. He's going to take care of me. He's going to raise me. But it jumped into me and became a rhema word. It jumped into me. A rhema word means, listen, logos word is what's written on the book, and it's good and it's profitable and you need it in your soul. But sometimes God takes those words that are in the Bible and they jump off the page and they come into you and they come alive. And that word came alive in me. And I knew I was a joint heir with Jesus. And I think I made $120,000 that year and I started getting out of debt. So what looked like something that was, and it wasn't fair the way they did it to me either, but I had to bless the people that did it to me. And He's taking care of me. He'll take care of you. But I'm redeemed and forgiven. I'm complete in Jesus Christ. I'm free from condemnation. I'm a new creation because I am in Christ. I am chosen of God, holy and dearly beloved. I am established, anointed, and sealed by God. I do not have the spirit of fear, but of love, power, sound mind. I am God's co-worker. I am seated in heavenly places with Christ. I have direct access to God. Some of you need to get some of those little cards, you know, index cards. And you need to write these things out. Right? Like a flashcard, and your kids learn to read. And you need to start reading them. And maybe you need to write down the ones that pertain to you in your own battle that the enemy's using to lie to you about. And you can be in the middle of Walmart, and he says, blah, 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 blah. And you say, oop, no, it is written. Would you be ashamed of doing that? Huh? How do you want? Do you want to win? Because if it, listen to me, they're just words until they come alive in you. They are God's truth. We're not belittling His words. But Jesus even talked about the Pharisees. He said, your traditions make the Word of God move. Because what they were doing was different than what the law said to do. So they were making the law of no effect in the people's life. And the law was good for them, not bad for them. You get that? Listen, we talk about God's law. Jesus fulfilled the law. But how many know if you did everything it said there, it'd be pretty good? Huh? Nobody could do it right. Jesus came to fulfill it. But Paul said the law was holy and good. It separated right from wrong. My Bible says He's put His law in my heart. I want to live for Him. I want to be obedient. But until you know, listen, these are who you are. So if you've got some demeaning devil telling you that you're some piece of trash, you say, no, I'm chosen God. I'm holy and dearly beloved. But it's got you, and by reading it out loud, listen to me, church. Take some steps. By reading these things out loud, it's coming out of your mouth, being established in the earth, and then you're taking it back in your ears, and it gets established in your brain until it becomes something that you don't have to read it. You just know.
Come on.
You could go off with that woman. Your wife's not doing this. Blah, blah, blah. Shut up, devil. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I have a covenant with my eyes. I shall not look on the unclean thing.
If you don't get the sword out, the sword doesn't cut. And the sword divides between good and evil. I want to be on the edge of the good side.
Now, I'm chosen to bear fruit. I'm one of God's living stones. Being built up in Christ as a spiritual house. I have been given exceedingly great and precious promises by God by which I share His nature. I can always know the presence of God because He never leaves me. And see, here's one thing. We love the touch of God. We love to feel His presence. Some of you have never given Him enough love to feel it. You see, He can be in you, but there's Him in us, which is the hope of glory. And then there's us in Christ. Some of you need to ask God, Lord, help me to learn to worship You. Help me to learn. You know that paying back God? You can't pay Him back. But there's some things that He really takes pleasure in. And you know what some of it is? When somebody sings, I love You, Lord. It's one of the few things that we can give. The Bible says that He inhabits the praise of His people. So even though He's inside of you, there's a time that He inhabits it. He shows up to fight for us in a different way. We do it together. He shows up in a different way. Some of you need to say, Lord, teach me. I don't even have a clue how to sing to You. I don't have a clue. Listen, it's not just singing a song. It's giving weight, honor, and value to Him. That's what it's about. And then when you do, He says, oh, that's my daughter there. Somebody got weight and honor and value for the Lord last night. And she knows how to pray. But it was a new place for you. You came to preach on new levels. And this is one that lives her life, consecrated unto the Lord. But she got something new. The angels going around the throne of God go, holy, 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 holy. Every time they go around, holy, holy, holy. They're just amazed. He's holy.
We can't live off the feeling of His presence. We live off the truth of His Word. But if we live off the truth of His Word and we walk in love towards Him, ourselves, and others, He will manifest His presence when we need it to feel and have that touch of Him.
Yes.
And if we walk enough with Him, listen to me, if we walk enough, the Bible says, taste and see the Lord is good. You won't want to sin because you don't want to be out of fellowship with this beautiful God that we have. Because everything is about me. Unique. They put me in that hospital and they cut on me. Totally unexpected. But it happened. You know what come out of me? Binding the devil, praying in tongues, and singing. Psalms. Psalms. I don't ever recall feeling weaker. But in my weakness, He is my strength. There was a song in my heart. And He'd been putting that song in my heart for weeks before what I went through. Who did that? He did. Everybody say, Lord, I need a song.
I need a new
song.
I give You permission
to sing through me to give You glory. Now here's the deal. Every one of you saying these things, it's recorded in heaven. If you mean it, He's judging the heart. But if you mean it, even if you don't feel it, but you mean it because your will is chosen. Your will has chosen to ask Him. Things are going to happen for you that have never happened before because you're giving permission. Every time one of these ministers was up here letting you through these declarations, you were saying you agree with God. Because their declarations weren't their own declarations. They were what the Word of God says. That God works in me.
Can
help me do the things He wants me to do. Say, I can ask God for wisdom. And He will give me what I need.
You
need to take these scriptures, like scriptures, and begin to confess them over your life. Brother taught about the mouth. What's coming out of your mouth? The Word of God will be established in your life and through your life on this earth when it is spoken. Listen, if you're fighting the devil in your mind, you're losing. If it don't come out of your mouth, it's a fiery... Listen, I want to go back to the fiery darts. If there's no response with the shield of faith, the fiery dart sticks. And the picture I would paint for you is if I took a bow and arrow and I had an arrow and I put it in a fire right there and you were standing 10 feet away and I drew back and let it go, what happens if you don't move? You get hit. Now you got a fire. So it wasn't good that I got shot at, but I'd much rather move than have an arrow with a fire in me to have to deal with it. But you can move. You can throw up your shield. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. As you confess these words that God has for you, you are releasing the Word of God into the atmosphere. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I want you to know this. God is truth. The devil knows God's Word is truth.
Yes.
He knows. The real battle is letting him know that you know. The battle is when... And the victory comes when these demons know that you know. That's why the Bible says the truth you know is what sets you free. It's not the truth that sets you free. It's the truth you know that sets you free. And there comes the place. Listen, there are people... when it gets established that you're walking in the authority of God, I'm telling you, because there have been people I know, and I'm just telling you from the fact of what I've seen, that there have been times we've taken people through personal deliverances, and if they were in this house right here, I could be praying for a person over here, and those demons would be hearing my voice over here, and then those demons would start leaving, even though I wasn't directing it over here. Because they know the voice of one that knows the voice.
Yes.
They know the voice. Listen. They know the voice of one that knows the voice. They have to know that you know. It's critical for your effectiveness. Power of words. This is where your battle is going to win or lose. Out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what are you speaking? I'll go into scriptures here as I go into those teachings, but I'm going to tell you, you're either agreeing with God or the devil.
Yes.
Right. You're agreeing with God or the devil. We agree with God, we give room for Him to work. We agree with the devil, we give him freedom to do what he wants to do. I'd rather enslave the devil with my words than be enslaved by my own words. The tongue is one of the most underestimated parts of the body. There's very little that is done by an individual to take care of it. Some people brush them. Most of the tongue to be a muscular part of the mouth that has sensory organs and glands that allow one to taste food, as well as it gives us the ability to speak. Without the tongue, it's fair to say there'd be no use for the mouth. However, the tongue is said to be the smallest organ of the body, and yet it is the hardest one to take and keep control of. As men, I'm going to tell you, that little thing gets you in more trouble. As men and women of God, you have to work diligently to tame your tongue. And I want to say this. That word diligently means you got a purpose in your heart that, Lord, I am asking you to help me to speak life. I can't do it without you. But I'm willing to go with you to learn how to talk. Smallest part of the body, and it gets us into most trouble. James 3, 5, 6, 8. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindled. Man, your tongue can start a fire. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue amongst our members. It defiles the whole body, sets on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. But the tongue can no man tame. It's an unruly evil full of deadly poison. How many ever spoken words and wish you could reach out and grab it? How many spoken words to a loved one and watched them go in their face? Just draw back. I told you the Lord used me as a minister to my wife. Then we got married and we found out how unsanctified I was. How much help I still needed. Oh no, I didn't do drugs and all that other stuff anymore. But I didn't know how to. I needed things healed, and she wasn't healed, and you know I didn't know how to not respond. And I would watch literally because man, we worked diligently with the Lord, the Bible, with confessions, with thanks, with prayer, with deliverance, and all that. And then the enemy would use me, and out of my mouth would come something that would hit her, and I'd watch her recoil, and I knew immediately that months of progress, and I was the instrument. I was the instrument. I don't want my words harming people. I want my words to bring life. Your words, listen, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt. That's a lie, lie. Listen, some people break a leg and they're over it in 6 months, but the words are still with them 50 years later. Our victory in the Christian walk will rise and fall according to what we say. If we're speaking negative words, it's showing we have a heart issue. Matthew 15 and 18. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Matthew 15 and 8. The people draw nigh to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Proverbs 18 and 21. When I saw this, listen, I'm just going to say this. And it was by grace, but I walked a dark life until I was almost 40 years old. But the drugs, the alcohol, the sexual sin, I walked the road of destruction. I know it. And was born into it. And then I took my daddy's sin to a whole other level. I know the lie. And by the grace of God, when I gave my life to Him, it just clicked for me. And I decided that I was going to believe His Word. And even in that Baptist church, you know, and I'm not knocking the Baptist, you know, a lot of people are saved because of that. Thank God for them. Right? But there's some blindness. Blindness everywhere. But they told me that the Bible was perfect, unchangeable, infallible Word of God. That every word was truth. And I knew by the Spirit of God that was truth. So when I saw things in there like you're healed by Jesus' stripes and with your hands on the sick, they recover, and they cast out demons in Jesus' name. When I saw things, I believed them. So when I saw this, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. God, what do you want? What do you want? What are you saying over you? What are you saying over your loved one? You complain about your boss? Come on. They might be unfair. Probably are.
You got rejection in you. You'll keep finding unfair people till you get over the rejection and get healed. Everywhere you go, somebody gonna reject you. Even people that don't reject people reject you. Because they ain't delivered either. So the demons will work in them to reject you so you can have another rejection to add to your rejection list. Until you get so healed that they may reject me, but I ain't rejected because I belong to Jesus. But what are we saying? Are you praying? Listen, Jesus gave us keys to the kingdom, not only binding and loosing, but I'm going to tell you, when He said pray for those that despitefully use you and bless your enemies, He gave you the key to get out of jail to stay out of there. I don't even have to go to jail anymore. I just bless them right off. As soon as they offend me, I bless them. As soon as they do. I'm telling the Lord, I just ask you to bless them. They must be hurting, something wrong with them. Help them. There's something wrong. They wouldn't do that. They don't know you or they wouldn't act that way. They got a place in it. Listen, you can be born again. The enemy's still got parts of your soul. That's what this deliverance is about. You're owned by Jesus, but you got operational control of demons in places. You got to forgive these people. I don't have to go to jail. Two times I went, I didn't like it there anyway. I know a whole lot of people that could have been, should have been in prison if they got caught. They just didn't. Including me. Thank you, Lord. Do you take the Word of God serious? I'm telling you, I'm telling you right now, this is part of where the rubber meets the road here. If you don't change these words, if you don't change the way you speak, your life will change, but it will not be for the better. You'll keep going through a revolving door of trouble after trouble. Listen, you're going to have trouble anyway, because in this world there's trouble. But as I told him this morning, listen, we were talking, I said, listen, everybody loves a miracle, but I don't want to create the need for one by my own behavior. Okay? Not if it's bad behavior. If I need a miracle because I'm being persecuted for the righteousness of God, that's okay. But I don't want to let my bad behavior need God to have to rescue me and rescue me and rescue me and rescue me when I could have just been walking in His blessings. Because He's a good God and His promises are yes and amen. And my Bible tells me if I obey Him, His blessings will run me down and overtake me. Can't even run away from Him. What a blessing when you're in the greatest trial of your life and He's there to rescue you. Even if it ain't money. What a blessing. He's delivered me from self. He's delivered me from money problems. He's delivered me from trying to kill me. I mean, go down the list. Some that He did before I ever served me. Wow. How many know you're only alive because of Him? How about let's get our words in line with what He says and be like His children? Ephesians 4:2-9, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Proverbs 12:18. There's one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Say, Lord, I want a wise tongue. Matthew 12:36 says, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. Say, Lord, I repent for all those words and ask you for your mercy. Crop failure. On those seeds. On those words. Proverbs 16:24. Gracious words are like a honeycomb and sweetness to the soul and health to the body. How many want health? Colossians 3:8. But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Matthew 12:37, for by your words you'll be justified, by your words you will be condemned. Lord, let my words justify me. I repent for those that have brought condemnation. How about this? Proverbs 13:3. Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. You want to really learn? How many want to learn? How many know a teacher gives homework? How many know nobody here is going to follow you up to make sure you did it? But if you really want some help, take heed to what I'm about to tell you. Just tell them, Take a highlight pen and go to the Proverbs and highlight every single thing that pertains to word or speech. Every single thing in the Proverbs that pertains. The Proverbs is a book of wisdom. How to live. You know, we got words of wisdom, words of knowledge, supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit. The supernatural gift of the word of knowledge is that you know something that you couldn't have known unless God revealed it to you. But the word of wisdom is how to do something. Wisdom is how to apply. What to do. So the Proverbs are teaching us how to live. How to apply things. Go to the Proverbs. Highlight those things. Get it ingrained in your soul how important these two things live and that tongue are. Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He opens it wide, his lip comes to ruin. Whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, Psalm 19:14. How about this? Next time somebody says something ugly to you, Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Well, you're a blah, 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 blah. Well, I sure like that shirt you're wearing. That's pretty. You look nice. My wife can testify this. She had a brother that used to kind of bring up in her past to her, and you know, bad things that she did. And she told him, she said, you know, when I think of you, I only think about these. And she named about four good things. He never did that again. He never did it again. James 1:26, if any person thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue, he deceives his heart. The person's religion is worthless. I don't much care for the word religion, but in this case, it's talking about their, if they think they're devoted to God and did not bridle their tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's devotion to God is worthless. This may be one of my favorite ones. Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he's deemed intelligent. Remember the thing says, if you can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all? Jesus said the good person out of the good treasure of heart produces good, and the evil person out of evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So listen, if stuff's coming out of your mouth that shouldn't be coming out of your mouth, it's a heart issue. So your purpose in your heart to speak well, but then you're going to God, God, what's in my heart that's making me speak these ugly things? I'm ready to do business, Lord. Proverbs 15:2, the tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of fools pours out folly. Proverbs 10:19, when words are many, transgression is not lacking, but whoever restrains his lips is prudent. That's what your grandma was saying to you, Mom, right? Right? She said in her way, that's exactly what she's saying. You're talking too much, boy, you're in trouble. Cause yourself a problem. I'm about to take you through prayer for this, but one time we were off in business realm, and it was my partner in business and I, and we were still running on the wrong side of the race, and we were up in Ohio. Every year we'd go, and it's a big drunk party, and if it was free, I was going to drink as much of it as I could, and we were just foolish. We were walking in that foolishness. And so we got to bragging all the good business we had down in Texas. You know, where the rest of the country was suffering. We had the oil going, they were all the meth. Man, within a month we had three other companies right down in the middle of our stuff competing against us because we went to running our race. A few years later, we're saved and we're up there. We didn't talk like that. We didn't say things and we listened. And we got on right and said, that's what you're just running on. There's no doubt. And you never know. Listen to me. Every one of us is a witness. And if we get to saying things that are corrupt, you never know who might be hearing that you could have destroyed or damaged their work of the law.
Yes.
When our hearts get right, listen to me. I don't care about how I'm perceived for my sake, me. But I care about how I'm perceived for the witness of the gospel. Right? So I don't want to let somebody bother me going down the road and shake my fist down because they cut me off. What if then 10 minutes later I'm in a place where I need to pray for them? Did they receive from me? Oh, aren't you the guy that bugged me? Huh? No. If you love your mate, listen, Lord, help me to love you so much that I care. Not because my person is less than when I don't look so good, but because I love you and I want to be a shining light for your kingdom here.
Everybody who will pray with me. I'm not interested in this song. It wasn't Jesus on the main line, so I went.
Father, right now, I make a decision
to
control my tongue.
Help
me to control my tongue.
In the home.
In the church,
in the field.
Help me, Lord,
to control my
tongue. James said we could do it.
Holy Spirit said we could do it.
By your grace and mercy, I'm making a decision today to get control of my tongue. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, I pray for those who say, Lord, I want to be more like you. I want to be more in control under your headship and leadership. Control of what I say. Father, I pray for your grace to me to hear what I say and make corrections. I pray that I'm able to progressively control my tongue, thus controlling situations in my own body, and my destiny, and outcome in life. Thank you, Lord, for the turnaround in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to forgive me when I spoke words that tended to death and dissension. I repent for grumbling, complaining, for accusing people. I'm sorry, Lord. I ask you to forgive me. I purpose to speak right words in Jesus' name. I also confess the sin of my ancestors in these areas. I forgive those that have spoken death against me in Jesus' name. I break every curse on me and my family that has come from speaking agreement with death. And I command the spirits who enforce these curses to leave now in Jesus' name. Now everybody unlock, put your legs on the ground. Let's just get delivered to this in the name of Jesus. Go. Every spirit from those words in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every spirit from words of death. Every spirit from the vows in the name of Jesus. Every spirit from the curses of their parents, the spoken curse of their fathers, the spoken curse of their mother. Say, I forgive them, Lord. I let them go. But I break the power of their words off of me. I will no longer be framed by the words of my father, by the words of my mother that were unhealthy. And I command those spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Every word of iniquity from their mother, I break it now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Loose them. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Some of you know what that was in your mind. You were called something, a name. And right now, say, Lord, I break the power of that name. I take that label off of me. Every one of them. In the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Every spiritual label, every spirit that labels them, will break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Loose up. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on. Get out. All you stubborn ones. That's not who they are. That's not who they are. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I forgive those in authority that placed labels on me, that spoke failure over me. I'm not a rebel. I'm not stupid. I break these things in Jesus' name. Now take a breath. Come out. Whatever. Whatever the name. Whatever it was. I break the power of the rebellion imparted. I break the power in the name of Jesus, of unholy character imparted in the name of Jesus by words. I break it in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. All false identities. False identities. Say, I renounce every identity that's not my God-given identity. That's not who Jesus says I am. And I command those spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Now let them go. Come on. Up, 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 up. Out, out. The Lord rebuke you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord.
Lord.
I repent for my own words.
My
own agreement.
With anything.
That makes me less.
That
who you say I am.
I command
those lying spirits
to
get out of me now.
In
Jesus' name.
Lord,
I command
every
cockatrice,
flaming
serpent egg,
serpents,
venom
spirits
to come
out of my tongue
in
the name of Jesus
and
command them to
go.
In
Jesus'
name.
Now take
a deep breath.
Come on.
Come on.
Everything's been
in their own tongues.
In the
name of Jesus.
Every tongue
of condemnation
over themselves.
In the
name of Jesus.
Go,
go, go,
go,
go, go.
Come
out from under
their
tongue. Come out
from under.
Come out from
the top.
Go,
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 you vile
spirits.
Get out.
In the
name of Jesus.
That
retaliator
in the tongue.
Go,
go,
go.
That
cussing
spirit
in the tongue.
Go, go,
go,
go,
go,
go.
Let them
go.
That
would curse
others,
curse
humans.
Bye.
Get out.
Get out.
Get out.
In
Jesus'
name.
Come on.
Go,
go,
go.
You
corrupter
of
communication.
Get
out of
there.
In
the
name
of
Jesus.
Go,
go,
go.
Come on.
All
of
you.
Up and
out. Up
and out.
The Lord
rebuke
you
in
Jesus'
name.
Say,
Father,
I
believe
you're
my deliverer.
And
every spirit
that
has got the
string
of my tongue
seized,
that
prevents
me
from
magnifying
you,
Lord,
I command
to go.
Even
denominational
strings,
even
strings
of error,
in
the
name
of Jesus.
And
I command
those spirits
to go.
Lord,
I forgive
anybody
in the
church
that
prophesied
over me
and
it wasn't
from
you.
And
I ask you
to forgive
me
for
receiving
those
prophecies.
And
I break
the power
of
every
prophetic
word
that
was not
from
you,
Lord.
All
witchcraft
prophecy.
I
command
those
spirits
to go.
In
the name
of
Jesus.
And
if anybody
in the
church
spoke
death
over
me,
I
forgive them,
Lord.
I
ask you
to bless
them.
And
I command
those spirits
to go.
Now
let them
go.
All that
error,
come
out
in
the
name
of Jesus.
Backstabbing,
backbiting
spirits.
Every
wound
in
their back,
in
the
name
of
Jesus,
be healed.
I thank
you,
Lord.
Every
knife
be
pulled out
of
betrayal
in
the name
of
Jesus
from
those
words.
In
the name
of
Jesus,
all words
of
betrayal,
we
break
your
power
in
Jesus'
name.
Go,
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 go.
Betrayed
by
loved ones.
Betrayed
by
husband.
Betrayed
by
wife.
In
the name
of
Jesus,
go,
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 go.
Let them
go.
In
Jesus,
come on,
let
them go.
Don't
cease.
Let
them go.
Come
on.
Even
betrayed
by
pastor,
betrayed
by
bishop,
betrayed
by
elder,
betrayed
by
teacher.
Get out,
get out,
get out,
get out,
get out,
get out,
get out.
So
I repent,
Lord,
for
putting
anybody
on a pedestal.
And
letting
man's
hurt
separate
me
from
you.
I break
the
power
of
every
spirit
that's
come in
through
the
church.
Through
what's
called
God's
people.
Lord,
I forgive
them.
Some
of them aren't even
saved.
I
ask you
to save
them.
Now take
a deep
breath,
God.
Every
spirit
from words
that
has throttled
them,
that came
from
the
church,
that has
throttled
them
in
the
name
of
Jesus,
that keeps
them
from
thriving.
Get out,
get out,
get out,
get out,
get out,
get out,
get out.
In
Jesus'
name.
Say,
Lord,
I release
words
now.
That
agree with
you.
And
I thank
you,
Lord,
that
every
squatter
and
every
spirit
you
want
out
of
me
right
now
has to
leave. Take
another
deep breath.
I'm going to
let you
out. I can go from any category, from anything we've talked about, anything remaining. Get out. In the name of anything remaining you want out, this day, right now, today, this moment, come out. That the Lord wants out, let him go. In the name of Jesus. 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 Glory, Lord. Glory, Lord. Glory, Lord. Glory, Lord. Your glory, Lord. Your glory. Father, I give you all the glory. Setting me free. Helping me speak words that heal myself and others. For helping me speak words that maintain freedom and expand your kingdom. In Jesus' name, I pray and I decree. Lord, I speak life into my body, into my soul. I speak life into my heart, lungs, liver, abdomen, intestines, all of my organs, my kidneys, into my emotions, into every neuron, in my brain, my heart, my bowels, in the name of Jesus. And now I command the death to flee as life comes in Jesus' name. One more deep breath. Let him go. Your goodness, God. Your goodness, Lord. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you to bless your people. And thank you, Lord. I apply the blood of Jesus to them. From the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet. Just raise your hands to heaven. Let's get filled with the Spirit before we go. Say, Lord, I'm inviting you. Spirit of Yahweh. Spirit of wisdom. Counsel, might, understanding, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord to fill me up. Take occupancy everywhere the enemy's been. Fill those spaces. I invite you, Lord. Fill me with love, perfect love that casts out fear in Jesus' name. I receive it in Jesus' name. I bless the Lord and I thank you for your people. I thank you they continue to hunger and thirst for your righteousness and your ways. I thank you keep them in all of their ways, Lord, your angels do. They lift them up in their hands, let's say, dashed against the stone. I thank you, Lord, that win their battles not by might or by strength, by power, but by your Spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I declare the joy of the Lord to be their strength. I thank you, Father, that they've gone from glory to glory, and you haven't started a good work that you're not going to finish as the author and finisher of their faith. I bless them to enjoy their travel home, and I bless them to be more than conquerors according to your word, Lord, as they go through their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.